offering my services to any single looking for love.
Thursday on The CW.
I am single as can be.
So you want this perfect looking person.
Shocker.
The Goddess of Love returns.
I'm telling it like it is.
So get ready to find the one.
Good thing to have us, Patty.
Let's make it happen.
With these two. Catch the series premiere of Patty Stanger, the Matchmaker. Then.
This is Lovers and Liars.
It's the new dating show that asks the questions.
It's up to these three guys to figure out who is who.
Who will fall in love?
These men have no idea what we're capable of.
And who will fall for the lies?
I don't know if I'm terrified or turned on.
Lovers and Liars. After Patty Stanger, the Matchmaker. Series premieres all new Thursday on The CW.
Thursday at 8 on The CW Las Vegas.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo!
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Now, the worst of it's going to be found on the east side of the valley on northbound 95 after Boulder Highway. It's a minor accident, but with all the construction cones there, you're down to one lane. That's the cause of all the braking, and it starts back at Flamingo. Northbound 95 after Boulder Highway, only reported accident on the freeways. In the southwest, on Rainbow, south of 215, accident there at Arroyo Crossing in Rainbow. And still working an east side injury accident on Boulder Highway at Nellis. Less wind today, sunny and warmer. Afternoon temperatures rising into the low 80s. It's 55 degrees right now. With your traffic and weather together, I'm Mark Thomas on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Wednesday. It's hump day. April 10th. Good to have you with us. It is live and local. I think it's going to be an issue that's going to be on the ballot June 11th, come November 5th. And that is the culture of corruption in Carson City, in our legislative branch of government. It is getting worse. It's not getting better. John Burke joins us, spokesman for the Better Nevada PAC, and joins us. John, first of all, thanks for being a part of the show today. Really appreciate it. Talk a little bit about the history. We'll get to Dena Neal and the current investigation by the FBI of her practices. Bring me up to speed on some of the really horrible things that have been going on in our legislative branch of government here in the state of Nevada.
Morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. And yes, it is unbelievable what we've seen over the years. Of course, Corruption has been an issue in Nevada politics for a long time. We all remember what happened with the Clark County Commission. We've seen state senators like Kelvin Atkinson end up in jail for corrupt acts. But what we saw during the last legislative session was truly unbelievable, the extent of the corruption. We saw perhaps the most egregious case was Michelle Gorlow, who was an assemblywoman who funneled taxpayer money to an organization she had connections to. And she didn't disclose that. That was something that got a lot of media attention. And ultimately, she's decided to not run for reelection. And there have been case after case of Democrats we've seen who have flaunted any kind of ethical standard. Steve Yeager, the Speaker of the Assembly, he failed to disclose a conflict of interest when he voted for legislation that benefited his law firm. So this really does affect every level of Nevada politics. We've seen scandals involving the Attorney General. We've seen the Senate Majority Leader have some controversies. And it's really unbelievable. And there are proposals in place to reform this, but they've been met with resistance by the status quo Democrats in Carson City who don't want to see an end to this culture of corruption. And that's why this will be an issue of the utmost importance for voters come November. If we see politicians who are not willing to change the status quo and demand better ethical conduct of the people we elect to office, then we need to remember their names. We need to vote them out.
Well, and John, what rankles me more than anything is the lack of any kind of contrition at all after these people have been outed. There's no apology. There's, oh, I feel bad about this. Oh, it's just a misunderstanding. They don't even try and defend it anymore.
Absolutely. It's unbelievable. And the only comments I've seen publicly from Speaker Yeager on this were defense of his colleagues, who three of whom have announced that they will be leaving politics altogether because of scandals. That includes Gorlow. And he says it's because they have a part-time legislature. And that's not an excuse for breaking any kind of ethical standard that people expect of them. And that's something that really is a systemic problem in our state legislature, because they are held to different standards than other elected offices. They are exempt from open meetings laws. They're exempt from open records requests. There's no transparency available. And here's something your viewers might not know. The ethics committees for both the Senate and the state assembly haven't met since 2009. That's 15 years ago. And clearly there have been reasons for them to meet. That people have gone to jail from these chambers in that time. People have left office in scandal, as we've seen. And they haven't even convened these committees. And that just blows our minds here, because clearly there's a need for ethical safeguards, and there is no interest by the Democrats in creating them.
Okay, what is it we as voters can do relative to fixing this? It's one thing to say, well, here's the problem. Now let's find the solution. How do we fix this ethics problem that we seem to have in Carson City?
Well, we're not getting any changes from the people we have in office, so we need to change the people in office. And we need to be asking all of our candidates this question. Will they support reforms that have been put forward? So Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama, one of our great leaders in the state assembly, she put forward a couple weeks ago plans to repeal those exemptions on open records requests, on open meeting laws, to demand conflicts of interest be disclosed by members of the legislature. Governor Lombardo endorsed that vocally. His candidates have backed that. The ones he has endorsed, who we are supporting as well, independently through our PAC. And we need to be asking questions of every Democrat in particular, because we've seen all this from their party for the most part. And we need to ask them if they will publicly support these reforms. And if they won't, they have no business being in public office, because clearly this is a problem. We all know it is, and they want to pretend it isn't. But we need real action on this. We're seeing commitments for that action from Governor Lombardo, his endorsed candidates, but the Democrats have been completely silent.
Again, John Burke joining us, the spokesman for Better Nevada PAC. What is Better Nevada PAC for those that don't know?
So we are a state PAC that's independently supporting Governor Lombardo and promoting his agenda. So that comes with making sure we support his endorsed candidates for elected office. And he's got some great endorsements that he's rolled out for the assembly, for the Senate, for county commissions. And we couldn't be more excited about some of the individuals who are going to be running this November. And we're also, as you can imagine, the second part of our mission is holding Democrats accountable. And that is a very, very busy job lately because they've had a lot of things to be held to account for with all of these ethical breaches. So where our focus is on trying to educate voters about the importance of these races. Everybody knows that the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House races are going to be very important, as is the presidential race here. Our state is going to have a consequential role on the national level. But what's going to affect our communities for the most part are these local races, these races for who is going to represent us in Carson City, because they're going to be deciding policy for the next 2 years. And we're also going to be deciding whether or not Governor Lombardo is going to have his veto power, because if Democrats pick up just one seat in the state Senate and they manage to hold their numbers in the state assembly, they will have a veto-proof supermajority, and that will be catastrophic for our state. We saw what happened with one-party rule under Governor Sisolak, and we can't go back to that. Nevadans rejected that when they elected Joe Lombardo, and we need to protect his veto power to ensure that Nevadans don't have to deal with a far-left agenda that will be damaging to every aspect of their lives.
I don't know if you have the entire list in front of you, but I would be interested to know who are some of these candidates who have been endorsed by the governor so far. It's a growing list, and I know there may be some new ones coming on board in the next week or month. Can you run down just a quick list of who some of these candidates are?
Absolutely. Some of these candidates, all of these candidates are great. We're very excited about them. Just to name a few, April Arndt is running in a district in the Henderson area. She's a retired Henderson police detective, a veteran of that department, and she's got an outstanding career. We're very excited about her. She's going to be running in a very competitive district there. Lisa Cole is running in the 4th district. That's currently held by a Republican, so we need to keep that seat. She's a business leader, a job creator, somebody who's been working very hard to make sure Nevada's economy keeps growing. Her perspective is going to be essential in our state assembly. And then to name another, Rafael Arroyo, he is running in the 41st district. That's against the assembly majority leader, Sandra Howdige. So that seat would be a great pickup. He's an outstanding candidate, a great guy, and he's built a small business from the ground up. And he knows the challenges that are facing Nevada business owners. He knows how important it is to keep regulations off their back. And he's going to work tooth and nail with Governor Lombardo, if we can get him elected, to protect these small businesses. So we are very excited. It's a long list. There are many great candidates, and we can't wait to support these individuals as they seek these offices.
Let me just ask you, one of these endorsements, does it come with a check, or is it you bring volunteers to the issue, or is it just we support and endorse this candidate?
Well, I know the governor is fundraising for these candidates. He's out there campaigning for them, and he said that he's going to work very hard to make sure we get them across the finish line and elect as many strong leaders as we can to the Assembly and the Senate. So he's out there in full force, and we plan to be supporting him as well with our efforts, making sure we educate voters about who these candidates are, the importance of these races, and why we need change in Carson City. Because as we know, with the news like Dena Neal being under FBI investigation, it is absolutely important that we get better leadership that's going to apply ethical standards to how they go about their business.
That brings us to Dena Neal, and I wanted to save the best for last. This is incredible. The FBI is investigating a member of our legislature. Can you talk about the story behind the story here?
Yeah, so this was great reporting by the Las Vegas Review-Journal. They've been on this for almost a year now. They first discovered this allegation, and it really comes down to Senator Neal allegedly using her political influence to improperly secure federal money for a friend of hers. And it stems from her involvement in the multimillion-dollar taxpayer-funded NV Grow grant program. And she allegedly worked to get the director of that program removed from his position after he refused to award money to several unqualified businesses. And one of those businesses happened to be owned by her friend. So, of course, this is still being investigated, and there's more in details that will come out. But these are disturbing allegations. And it should be a five-alarm fire after all of the stories that have come out of the last year. Now we have a state senator under FBI investigation, and still there's no interest in taking action from Speaker Yeager, from Leader Cannizzaro. Neither one of them have commented on this. And Dina Neal has been representing this area for years. She is an established member of their party, and they've said nothing about it, which really does blow our minds. But it's clear that they don't want to talk about this issue because they know it's a problem. And instead of solving it, they'd rather pretend it doesn't exist and hope it goes away. We're not going to allow that to happen, and voters cannot allow her to get a pass on us. It is so important that we make sure everyone is aware that we need change in Carson City.
John, if people want to help you and help your PAC, where can they go? How can they find you?
You can visit betternevadapac.com. You can learn a lot about what we're doing there. We're active on every social media channel there is, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're constantly promoting news about the governor that we want people to know. We're constantly highlighting stories like this story about Senator Neal and making sure they get out there to the public so that they can know what's going on. We're going to be very active over the next several months. We're just getting started. We couldn't be more excited to be out there working to elect these great candidates and fight for change in Carson City.
John, it's always good visiting with you. Thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Keep fighting that good fight, would you please?
Thank you, sir. You as well. Have a wonderful day.
There you go. John Burke, spokesman for Better Nevada PAC. That's betternevadapac.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Rico Aller gives us the view from Northern Nevada. That's all coming up at the top of the hour as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are right at 6.5 months, basically, until voting is going to be underway for Election Day. And more, we will break all that down for you.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
This segment of the Long Life Era is powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. Marla Letizia is the founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook Group, and we know her as Nanny Bubby on Instagram and Facebook. You can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com. Let's do a little bit of backtracking here. Can you give us a reminder of the meaning of Long Life Era and exactly how it is defined?
Well, it was my attempt to reframe the word senior citizen, which to me sounds like an end to a journey, and not just an end, but a dead end, in which you're being asked to get into a box, to be stereotyped and objectified in a very negative way, then asked to get that box out of the lane completely, off to the side, and park yourself. People really feel a very negative connotation to senior citizen, and yet when we all feel that negative connotation, we feel it, but we know in our hearts, our minds, and our souls that we have so much more to give.
Well, how does the long life mindset help to overcome that stereotype?
So the long life mindset is meant to help us remember about our continued life potential. So the mindset is set up that no matter what stereotype you're seeing, it helps you keep it from going deep into your mind, your body, and your soul. And this is the long life mindset, if I can.
Please.
I recognize that living a healthy, long life to 100 years and beyond is entirely possible. I embrace becoming a centenarian is part art and part science, and I believe that from this point forward, I am the artist and scientist of my own long life destiny.
And you can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com and on social media. You're invited to join the Long Life Era Community Facebook group.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Following up on John Burke, we are the only ones that can fix this ethics problem in Carson City, and that means electing less Democrats and more Republicans and eliminate the culture of corruption that now exists. And it's widespread. These are not sporadic. It's like almost every week we're getting something new in relative to ethics and the Democrats in Carson City. I want you to hear from Anthony Blinken. Congress is back in session. And yesterday he was out urging Congress to pass aid to Ukraine. This is cut number 5. Go.
We also talked about the imperative of getting assistance to Ukraine now in terms of additional munitions, air defenses, artillery. We both heard last week from the Ukrainian Foreign Minister Kuleba at NATO about the immediate needs. Both of our countries are pressing ourselves and pressing others to do this. And in that light, the supplemental budget request that President Biden has made of Congress is urgent and it's imperative. House is now back in session. We look to see that brought before the House and to get a vote as quickly as possible. And again, I've said this before, but it is always worth reminding that when it comes to burden sharing, I have never seen a better example in my time in government now, over 30 years. The United States has done extraordinary things for Ukraine. Our European partners and others beyond Europe around the world have done even more over the last 2 years. Military support, economic support, humanitarian support. So there's genuine burden sharing and carrying the load. We need to continue to do our part. And again, I'll remind that the overwhelming majority of the resources in the supplemental budget request will actually be invested right here in the United States in our own defense industrial base to produce what Ukraine needs, but providing in the meantime good American jobs.
I've never heard a military investment being looked at as a job creator, but that's what the Dems are trying to do and what the Biden administration is trying to do. Stick around. Coming up, we're going to get the view from up north. Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, an entrepreneur and a former member of, believe it or not, a former member of the California legislature. Yes, he was there, over there in the People's Republic of California. Hard to believe it, but it's true. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We'll come back with more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talk radio done right.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District 1, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on After Close the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to After Close the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Why is it that Democrats always seem to dwarf Republicans when it comes to fundraising statewide? We noticed that Catherine Cortez Masto spent something like $70 million against Adam Laxalt in her reelection bid. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.